Okay, here we go.
All right. Parshas Yisro has many, many interesting things. We can speak about the mitzvah of listening to your father-in-law or things like that, but why would we want to do that? So instead, we have, of course, though, 10 great opportunities to speak about various mitzvahs from the Aseret HaDibros. And I thought I would speak about a topic that relates to the fourth of the Dibros. And that, of course, is Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the mitzvah to remember the Shabbos and to sanctify it. So there's many dinim that are learned from this pasuk, the idea of Kiddush, and other things. The Ramban talks about, makes famous a Medrash that speaks about the idea of remembering Shabbos throughout the week. We can fulfill that mitzvah on some level even with the Shir Shel Yom, Hayom Yom Echad LeShabbos, Sheni LeShabbos. The fact that in Judaism, the days don't have names independently. It's all centered around Shabbos. We're Zachar Yom HaShabbos. We remember Shabbos all week long. But one of the dinim that at least some sources in Chazal see as emanating from this pasuk is from the Mechilta. The Mechilta quotes not only, of course, this pasuk, but we know in the other luchos, the other version, I should say, of the Aseret HaDibros, it says Shomer. So we have to be Shomer of the Shabbos. Says the Mechilta, what do we learn from this conjunction? Zachor milafanav, v'shamor milacharav. We should be remembering it and guarding it, but milafanav and acharav, both before and after, not just Shabbos. There's pre and post. There's before and after Shabbos. How do we do that? Mikan omru mosifin mechol ala kodesh. This is the makor, says the Mechilta, for the idea of being mosif from chol onto kodesh, or what we know more commonly is tosefa Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos. So the Mechilta says it's from this pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros, the idea of starting Shabbos early, ending Shabbos late. That is the basis of this idea from the pasuk in Aseret HaDibros. So I wanted to discuss this concept, which is really a fascinating, fascinating concept, and try to get to the heart of it. There really are a lot of practical issues, a lot of halachos, of how one makes early Shabbos, when one makes early Shabbos, who makes early Shabbos, but those are not really going to be our focus. I really like to speak kind of in focusing on what is like the lumdish issue here, and I really want to focus on the question of what happens when we make Shabbos early. What does that mean? Shabbos is the seventh day. So what does that mean to have Shabbos before the seventh day? Or after the seventh day? Shabbos is Shabbos. So what does that mean to be Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh? What does that mean to have Tosef as Shabbos? So before we really get into the heart of that question, which I think we'll see is a big machlokas, it's a big machlokas aposkim, exactly what's going on, but we really need to see first as a stepping stone or as a springboard, the classic Gemara. This Mechilta is a good way of connecting the topic to our Parsha, but the truth is that the Gemara, the Bavli, actually sees another source as the basis for the notion of Tosefes. The primary location actually doesn't come from Shabbos, but comes from Yontif, and not even really from Yontif, but specifically from Yom Kippur, which is why the Gemara is Masechta Yoma. Taf Pe'alef, the Gemara darshins the famous pasuk. V'inisem es nafsho seichem, batisha lachodesh. It's a very peculiar pasuk. Right? You should afflict yourself on the ninth of the month. So the Gemara asks, Yochol Yaskil V'yasana batisha? Does that really mean you have to fast on the ninth? Tamalom or Be'erev? No, only the night of, i.e. the tenth. Well, if that's the case, I Be'erev, if it's only at the night, Yochol Misha Techshach, do I really wait until it's actually dark? Tamalom or batisha? But the first word in the pasuk says batisha. So it's like a contradiction. So how do we put it all together? Haketzad? How do we harmonize this apparent conflict? Mashilu mis'ane mi ba'od yom. We start fasting a little bit before, the fast is really on the 10th, but we start a little bit before the 9th, and that's where we were mekayim this. And that is, not only does that teach us this, but mikan, this is the original source, says the Gemara, shemosifim mechol ala kodesh. The idea that you can add kodesh into the chol. One second, let me just finish the thought of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, v'ein libe knisaso b'isaso minayin. How do you know that there's even an idea of tosefis on the back end? End a little bit late, don't rush out. Tamor mi'erev ad erev. But another way of, also from the pasuk. Ein yel yom kippurim. Just, this is important, we need to widen the scope. So now I know from the Gemara, Yom Kippur is a little bit of a mitzvah. Shabbososos minayin. How do we know every week? Tamilomar tishbosu. Right, that's the last word of the pasuk. So let's throw in Shabbos, that is there too. Any other Shabbosos? Yom Tov Minayin, Tamalomer, Tishbashu, Shabbatchem. The Pasuk doesn't just say Tishbatu, it says Shabbatchem. So what's the double language? HaKeitzad? Kol Malkum Shinemar Shavuos, Meshtufin HaKol HaKodesh. To teach us that anything that's a Mikra Kodesh, i.e. including Yom Tovim, has this phenomenon, has this notion of the ability of being Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. So at least in the Gemara's version, it starts off with Yom Kippur, goes to Shabbos, then boomerangs back to the Yom Tovim, but when all is said and done, you have a notion of Tosefes Shabbos / Yom Tosef Yom Kippur. One interesting focus, which we're not going to have, but we could have, because again, it's a really big topic, is actually the Shitas HaRambam, which is well known, it's controversial or complicated. The Rambam only quotes the idea of Tosefes by Yom Kippur. So some of Farshim say, well, that's because that's the classic example in the Gemara, but of course the Rambam means everything else. But many of Farshim say, no, the Rambam understands that Tosefes may only be Daraisa by Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only Midarabanan by Shabbos and Yontif. So that's itself an interesting question. How does the Rambam understand things? But we're going to assume what the consensus of the poskim is. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha, in Archaim Siman Reish Samach Aleph, he gives you a summary, and the consensus, the majority opinion for sure, is that Tosefes Shabbos is Midaraisa. Whatever the Rambam Shita is, itself an interesting question, but we're not going to focus on that. You had a question, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we said, how do you know that it's Yosef on the ninth and Simcha Erev? What does the Erev mean, the night of the ninth?
No, the Gemara understands the fact that the pasuk is how does it go? B'nisan shetzeichem b'tisha l'chodesh me'erev ad erev tishvesu shabbatzchem. So the fact that the erev comes after the ninth, after the reference to the ninth, so it's the erev following. It doesn't mean erev that we mean like erev Shabbos. It means the night after. Okay. Anyway, so as I mentioned, the question, the most fascinating, you could. Kind of a philosophical question, we're going to be making it on a halachic level, is what is going on? How do you understand such a concept? Meaning, I know what Kodesh is, I know what Chol is, I know what Yontif is, I know what the weekday is. But what does this mean? Especially Shabbos in particular, more than Yom Tovim. With Yom Tovim, we know a little flexibility, it has to do with when the Sanhedrin makes the Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's in our hands, everyone gives the same drasha, you know, the rabbis speak about the koach that we have with the calendar, and but Shabbos is... You know, Kayim Vomeid may Sheshis may abrasious. Every seventh day it's Shabbos. It's automatic. It's objective. So what does that mean that, you know, an hour and a half before, on a Friday afternoon in the summer, it's Shabbos? I mean, early Shabbos? What does that mean? So I think we're going to see that there are a number of different approaches implied in the Rishonim and explicit in the Achronim. And to kind of set up that at least two possibilities, I'll show you what seems to be, at least what's pointed out by some of the great Achronim, is seems to be a contradiction between two Tosfosim in terms of their understanding, or at least two approaches we see from the Tosfosim. Tosfosim Psachim, Daf Tzadi Tet, discusses something which is a burden to us all, Ari Yom Hazeh, because Pesach is in the spring, clocks, sunset's already getting late, but we know we can never, Davin Mar, we can't start the Seder until it's dark. Right, we've known this since we're little kids. So you have to take a nap on Erev Yontif, and your parents tell you if you don't take a nap, you're not going to do the Afikoman, you're not going to get a present. Right? Yeah, but why does it have to start so late? So that's Tosfos. We blame him. Blame them. Tosfos points out, based on the Re of Kubril, the Shita of the Re, the Gabay Matzah, Davka Be'inan Ache Techshach. Even though every other Yontif, we have an idea. Gemara Yuma, you can make Yontif early. Why can't we make Pesach at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Early Pesach. Why just not early? Early Shabbos. Why not early Pesach? Early Sukkot. Why not? All the other Yontif. Why not? So the Gemara says, no. The Tosfos quotes, there's a Hekesh based on the Tosefta that compares the mitzvah halayla of matzah, which obviously we still have on a derived level, to Korban Pesach. Just like by Korban Pesach, there's a special pasuk that says the Korban Pesach has to be eaten Misha Teshach. It's not enough for it to be quote unquote Yontif. It has to be dark. It has to be night. So too, says Tosfos, any of the mitzvot, which we know matzah is connected, it's all connected, so too any of the other mitzvot halayla have to be at night. Avosuda Shabbos v'yontif, but a regular Yontif. Matzi ochel emivod yom. Now you could eat earlier. And he quotes a very famous Gemara in Masechta Brachos that Rav Tzoli, Rav davened early even on Shabbos, meaning the idea that Rav, you know, davened Friday night davening early. He made Shabbos early. So when it's a regular Shabbos, it's a regular Yom Tov, we could do it. And what do you see further from Tosfos? Would it not be for this drasha? Would it not be for this Tosefta comparing matzah, the Memela, the Haggadah, and the Memela, the Dalet Tosos, and everything gets wrapped in together. It's a domino effect. But the Ikar is, what does it start from? A drasha from the Tosefta comparing matzah to the Korban Pesach. If it wouldn't have been for that drasha, it seems from Tosis, we could have started the Seder early. A very powerful idea. Now compare that to the next Tosis, Masechta Ksubos. Tosis here is talking about the idea, we know you can't get married on Yontif. Why can't you get married on Yontif? In Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Right? Wedding is happy, the Yontif is happy, sometimes 1 plus 1 is 2, and sometimes 1 plus 1 is cancels each other out. Sometimes there's too much of a good thing. Says Chazal, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Wedding L'chud, Yontif L'chud, we don't want to mix them up. So Tosis wants to know, what if I make early Yontif? So let's say I make Yontif an hour before Yontif, or an hour before it gets dark. Can I get married in that hour? A lot going on. I got to remember to make early Yontif. And want to get have a wedding then. Says Tosis, says Tosfos, even when you make early Yontif, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which then creates the problem, we don't want to mix the two Simchas, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif does not come along. When I make early Yontif, says Tosfos here in Ksubos, ba'oto shah, I'm batel min malacha. Malacha I can't do. I can't drive the shul anymore. I can't turn on the light anymore. Isra malacha starts early. But the mitzvos which come along with the Yontif, i.e., for example here, Simchas Yontif, which P.S. will not let me get married, that, says Tosfos, does not apply in the early, in the Tosefos. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shurim and the Divrei Yecheskel, Bernstein was the Shu of Slobodka, both point out that these two Tosfos seem to be contradictory. On the one hand, from Tosfos and Pesachim about the Seder, it seemed that from Tosfos' perspective, you could have had matzah early, you could have had the Haggadah early. It's just that there's a special gzeira, a special drasha connecting it to Korban Pesach. But theoretically, if there wouldn't have been for that Tosefta, there wouldn't have been for that connection to Korban Pesach, Tosfos doesn't seem to have a problem with it. Tosfos assumed that you could have done it. Oh, but I have a drasha. But comes along Tosfos and Ksubos, it seems to say no, fundamentally no. Even though I made early Yontif, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif does not apply, and therefore, by the way, I can get married according to Tosfos early. Why can I get married early? Isn't it Yontif? Yeah, but when we say you can't get married on Yontif, we mean you can't get married because of Simchas Yontif. But it's early Yontif. I made Yontif early. I was Makabal. I can't drive anymore. Yes, Tosfos and Ksubos says. But only the Isra Malacha starts early, not the Mitzvos. So, what seems to come out of these two Tosfosin is something that the Divrei Yecheskel, Yecheskel Bornstein, here, and it's one of the classic Lamda Shesvarim, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was from the general orbit of Reb Chaim, I think he was influenced, maybe it was directly a Talmud of Reb Chaim at one point. He points out that these two Tosfos seem to be presenting us with two different models, two different ways to understand Tosefos Yontif. One possibility seems to emerge from the Tosfos and Masechta Ksubos. It is very limited, if you will, a very modest understanding. That is to say, the Shabbos is Shabbos and Yontif is Yontif, and you can't change the date on the calendar, it is what it is. So how could I have early anything? It's a euphemism. It doesn't really mean it's early Yontif. It doesn't really mean it's early Shabbos. What it means is, ki'ilu, like a neder, I'm accepting upon myself an hour, or half an hour. By the way, it's a discussion how many minutes minimally or even maximally you can make Shabbos Yontif early, but that's not our topic at all now. But 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early, 18 minutes early, I'm accepting upon myself the Isurim of Yontif. The Isurim Malacha. That's a much lower level. I mean, it's serious, but that's easier to accomplish. Just like I can take a netter tomorrow and not do who knows what. Right? We know that there's such a concept. It's not objective. I can't change reality. But I can accept the chumrah upon myself. So if you're makabel yanta, if you're makabel Shabbos early, you see from Tosfos and Ksubos what happens. So the yisurim start early, but it's not yantif yet. And since it's not yantif yet, Tosfos said it's therefore there's no mitzvah of simchas yantif. Therefore, you can actually get married. You can't drive anymore. What's I got to do with getting married? You can't turn on a light. What's I got to do with getting married? You have to marry a woman who's a lamba, so she'll understand it when she asks you to then drive her home, and you can't. I can't do that. Okay, but Mustama, you married a lamba, so it's okay. That seems to be from Tosfos and Ksubos. So then what do you do with Tosfos and Psachim? Tosfos and Psachim, if Tosfos and Psachim agreed to that, then there would never have even been a Hava meaning you could have matzah early. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. It's not Yom Tov yet. How can I have matzah early? It just means I can't drive to shul now. But what was my Hava mina? Tosfos and Psachim really thought you should be able to have matzah early, just, almost. But we can't. We end up not being able to do it because of this drasha from the Tosefta with Karman Pesach. But it wouldn't have been for that. Tosfos had. So how does that make sense? So the answer is, and this is what the Chacham point out, the model seems to be different. They seem to have a different approach, a more ambitious approach. We'll see, it's not the most ambitious. We thought we're going to have a third sheet to pull out of our hat in a few minutes. But for now, we have a second approach, which is what I call the spillover approach. You know, like if you have a pitcher of water and you fill it up, eventually it's going to spill over and it's going to make the table wet. So I didn't pour any water on the table. I poured water into the jug, but if you pour enough water into the jug, it spills over onto the table. What this means in essence is, Shabbos is Shabbos. As long as you can't change that identity, you can't transfer that identity. But apparently what you can do according to this approach, this second understanding of Tosefes, is you can have a spillover of Kedusha. It's a fascinating concept. The calendar still says Friday. It still says Yud Gimel or Yud Dalet Nisan. It's Erev. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. It's Tes Tishrei, it's Erev Yom Kippur. The calendar is still the calendar, I can't change that. But what I can change is the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shabbos can spill over into Friday. And if I keep late Shabbos, and I'm not talking about now Rabbeinu Tam in 72 minutes, because the people who do that are presumably believe that it is really Shabbos, not Tosefos. But let's say I really believe the Shabbos is over, and I'm not making Abdullah, I'm still keeping Shabbos. That's a spillover of the Kedusha. The first approach, based on Tosfos and Ksubos, says, what are you talking about, you know? You spend a little bit too much time on the Moshav, you know, down, you know, to Chassidish, you know, Bim Snagdish, you know, Litvish. Forget any of that. Why is it, I didn't make Abdullah? Yeah, so the Isra Malacha still applies. When I say Asafan Antonu, when I say Baruch HaMazel, I'll break my Isra Malacha. No. Say the Achron based on Tosfos and Psachim, it's a different model. You know why I don't do malacha after that if I haven't made Abdullah yet? It's not Shabbos anymore. It's Sunday. Because there's a spillover of Kedusha Shabbos into Sunday. When I make Shabbos early, there was a spillover of the Kedusha back. It's still Friday, but with Kedusha Shabbos. An amazing phenomenon. The Divrei Yecheskel himself, I'm not going to take the time to read it inside for you, but it's easy reading if you want to take a look inside. He uses this idea in the two models based on the two Tosfos to discuss another practical thing which affects all of us every year, which is Sukkos late. Right? We can't, same thing, just like the Leila Seder, we daven very late on the first night of Sukkos, because the rabbi always says, you know, you can't go into the Sukkah, you know, you can't have Leishei B'Sukkah until it's dark. Where do we know that from? So Divrei Yecheskel quotes it, there's a Ramah, and the Ramah says that you have to do late, and the Gra explains that it's based on a connection, a Hekesh, Tesvav, Tesvav, just like on Pesach you have to do late, so too on Sukkos. So Freg the Divrei Yecheskel, he asks Akasha, he quotes it from Reb Chaim, if you take a look at the end of the first line, Ubashem Avrachas, he's quoting from Reb Chaim. Shamati lefak beik bezeh. What's going on? It says, Bishloma by Pesach, why do we start late? A special Tosefta, a special Gzeira based on the Karban Pesach. That's a unique Pesach din. Why would I apply that to Sukkos? Doesn't make any sense. So he explains that really it must be based on Tosfos and Ksubos. In Chanami. If you hold, like Tosfos and Psachim, that the idea of Tosefes is really spillover Kedusha, and therefore you really should have been able to even have matzah early. Kamash Malon, the Tosefta, that no, matzah, it's not enough to have Kedushas Pesach. I need Shetech Shach. I need it to be really the calendar of the 15th of Nisan. That's not, it's not. But if that's really what I believe, then I can make early Sukkos, because I have spillover Kedusha. I, the Ramah, which is our minhag to this very day, we also have a very late first night of Sukkos. That must be, he suggests, based on Tosfos and Ksubis. And that is that, no, it's a much more general approach, that generally, comprehensively, Tosefos is much more limited, it's much more modest, it's not this halachic magic, a spillover Kedusha. It means in a very focused way. It's a din in the gavra. I'm not going to do malacha. I'm usher in malacha now. That's all it is on Pesach, and that's all it is on Sukkos. And therefore, just like on Pesach, I can't eat matz early because it's not yet kedushas yontif. I can't eat in the sukkah early because it's not kedushas yontif. The one thing I gain from Tosfos and Ksubis is I can get married. I have to make a late Sukkos, but I have a few extra hours in the day. I can get married. Because since it's not Kedusha, therefore there's also no Isser of getting married. But for 99% of the time, what we really care about is when do I get to start. So for that, it's going to be a big Chumrah. But again, I'm not worried about Chukul and Chumrah. I'm just saying this so you should understand what I'm saying about. But the focus of us is not the Chukul and Chumrah. Our focus is, says the very Cheskel, you see, it's all based on how you understand Tosefos. The first approach is very minimal, just about the Gavra, I'm not going to do Malacha. So there's not much you can accomplish. The second approach is a little bit more, gives a little bit more opportunities, perhaps to flex our Tosefos muscle, spread our wings a little bit, because it's idea of a spillover of Kedusha. Yeah, Mr. Khan.
Just one thing. According to Tosefos Ksuzis, as we're understanding it right now, if you make early Shabbos, you can't do Kiddush.
Right, exactly. That's right. Would seem to be, according to Tosefos, yeah. Now, I guess it's a good question. There's a Gemara that talks about Rav Tzali, Shabbos, Berev Shabbos. I don't know how Tosefos would understand that. That's a good question to think about that. How could he daven early? Unless you hold that he held you're just allowed to daven early. Like, we sometimes daven early during the week too. I'm saying, so, we generally assume that the simple understanding of that Gemara is that he was davening early because it's already Shabbos for him. So according to Tosfos Ksubis, you have to say that, just like we sometimes daven Ma'ar before Shkia, right, many shuls, right, the daven Ma'ar, it doesn't make it's nighttime yet, just that you're allowed to daven at a certain point, even though it's still Mibod Yom. I'm guessing that Tosfos would have understood that Gemara that way. But practically speaking, that certainly things like Kiddush or Sudas Shabbos, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, would be a problem. Because it wouldn't be that much gained by making the early Shabbos. In the summer, when we're supposed to make early Shabbos, like an early meal, we'll see that, and that's not going to work out according to everybody. And you're exactly correct why, based on this idea of Tosfos. So let's see a few other nafkaminas. So far, we've seen Pesach. We've seen Simchas Yontif and marriage. And we've now seen Sukkos. All of them. Yes, you early, no early, what's the issue? Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter's Sefer from Rav Soloveitchik, here on page 155, he quotes another fascinating machlokas. This is really fascinating. It's based on a tshuva of the Netziv. We have a halacha that Shiva is cancelled by Yontif. You start Shiva, even for a minute, for an hour, and then comes Yontif, the whole Shiva is cancelled. But if you didn't start Shiva yet, i.e., for example, the death happened on Yontif, then everything is suspended. It's like in one big pause, and it starts in its completion, in its full sense, meaning all 7 days have to be kept, only after Yontif. So it's a big nafkamina. You know, if you come home from the cemetery an hour early or an hour late, could be a huge difference. If you get in an hour, and I'm saying that as a guzma, it could be 2 minutes either also. If you get in even a little bit, a mashu of a velus, so then you're going to be completely cancelled. But if you don't get anything in, then you have to wait till a whole week, till all of Sukkos or all of Pesach passes, in order to even start from the beginning. It's a huge nafkamina. Says the Netziv Shaila, a real live Shaila, in the Meshiv Dover. What happened? There was a case, a woman lit Shabbos candles, or lit Yontif candles early, she had accepted early Yontif. It was early. Then she got a telegram telling her that a relative had died, she should be in Avil. So she sat on the floor for a little bit till it got dark. What's her status? What a shaila. It's a huge range. Two possibilities. If you hold that the little bit of sitting on the ground she did counts, then her whole avelus is cancelled. Her whole shiva is cancelled. But if you hold it's too late because she had already accepted Yontif, then she has to start for the full 7 days Shiva after Yontif. Which one is it? So said of Soloveitchik, it all goes back to the same Shiloh. When she accepted early Yontif, what did that mean? If you hold it just means like Tosfos and Ksubis and Isra Malacha, good, so she didn't turn on light, she's not cooking any more food, but there's no Isra Malacha to sit down on the floor. So she got her little bit of Avelus in, comes Yontif, cancels her whole week. But if you hold like Tosfos in Psachim, that Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Shabbos means more than that. It means there's a spillover of Kedusha. And the Gemara Moed Katan says, once there's Kedushas Yontif, which brings with it Simcha, so the Simcha of the whole nation, of Simcha the Rabbim, is Dochi Avelus the Yachid, then her Avelus didn't get off the ground. I mean, it's nice to shout on the floor, but it was irrelevant halakhically. It was too late. Aye, but it's an hour before dark, but she lit candles, she accepted Yontif early. Tosefes is a spillover of Kedusha. So that's a fourth Nafkamina. Someone who made early Shabbos, early Yontif, let's say in particular, I should say, what about Avelus? Is it too late for Avelus or not? And I'll just, since we're not going to see it inside, I'll just tell you very quickly, and then I'll take a question. And number three, an interesting discussion in the Shach and the Ramah about Hilchos Nida. I don't know how much you're familiar with this at this point in your lives, but when a woman is trying to become Tahora after she's finished with her period, so she has to have 7 days of clean, Shevanikiyim. And how do we know that she's not bleeding anymore? Every day, every night, or every late afternoon, I should say, before it gets dark, she does a bedika. She checks herself. The first one is called the Hefsek Tara. She was Becheskas Tomei, and then, after she stopped bleeding, it's been at least 5 days, she checks herself, and assuming that that's clean, she's now Becheskas Tahara, she just has to count 7 days. It's a very important thing. You can't start the 7 day count until you do that bedika. Now that has to happen before nightfall. We only do that. We do it in the late afternoon, but before nightfall, before it's dark, before Shki even. So let's say a woman is supposed to do her Hefsek Tara on Friday afternoon, and she forgot, and then she lit Shabbos candles. So if she lit Shabbos candles when it's really dark, it's telling you can do it anymore. Okay, she's going to miss the day. But let's say she's making. Let's say it's the summer and Shabbos. It's not sunset until 7:30, until 7:45, but she lit candles at 7. And then, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, it's not with my Hefsek Tara. Does that count or not? Can she do a Hefsek then? L'chor, again, it's all the same Shiloh. If you really hold that Kedusha Shabbos has started, then it might be too late, maybe. But if you hold it, it's only Nisra Malach, Leitosos and Ksubis, it's going to be a big Kula. Because then, there's no reason why she can't do it. Yeah?
By the Avelus, is there an Isra Avelus on Shabbos?
Now, Avelus is actually, no, Avelus 100% exists on Shabbos. What we don't do on Shabbos is what's called Dvarim Befarhesia. Public displays of Avelus are not done on Shabbos. But Betzina, Avelus is absolutely no egg. Which is why the Shabbos counts as part of the Shiva. Unlike Yontif, which is so fundamentally in clash, in conflict with Avelus, that Yontif, it can't start, or if it started, it gets cancelled. Shabbos is a natural part of it. What you and Hanami, you'll dress a little. You're allowed to dress a little differently. You don't have to sit on. You don't sit on the floor. But things which are more private, for example, the fact that a husband and wife can't live together during Shiva, so that applies on Shabbos too, and it certainly counts as part of the 7 days. Okay. So now, let's turn to number four through the end of the year. Four through six on the back page is a series of machloksin between the Taz and the Marshal. And in each one you'll see that the Taz and the Marshal seem to be l'shitasam, a very consistent machlokes throughout. But more importantly for us, in this idea, we see that the Taz, I'll show you in a minute, consistently has a new and third approach to Tosefes. A more ambitious approach. An even more radical approach. So far we've seen the more modest, just Isra Malacha. A little bit more fancy, a little bit more ambitious, spillover of Kedusha. Now let's see what else there might be. So take a look at number four, Shmini Atzeres. Let's say you want to make early Yontif on Shmini Atzeres. What's the problem that the Taz discusses? Or he quotes from the Marshal at first, what's the problem? what's the potential problem? So, without getting into or taking a poll with what your family minog is, but there is a din in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that if you live in a Chutz Laretz, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, just not make a bracha. That's the compromise from the Gemara. Sit in the sukkah, yes, but no bracha. Fine. If you, on the other hand, on Chol HaMoed, i.e. Hoshana Rabbah, you sit in the sukkah with a bracha. So, within an hour, there's a big nafkamina. Do you make a bracha? You sit in the sukkah either way, midin the Gemara, but do you make a bracha or not? Huge nafkamina. So the Marshal says, so the question is, if I make early Shemini Atzeres, so in the calendar, looking up at the sky, it's the light out, looks like Hoshana Rabbah still. But because I made early Shemini Atzeres, what do I do now? So I eat the sukkah, that's easy. Do I make a bracha or not? It's a big shaila. So the Marshal, the Taz quotes the Marshal, Tshuva Samaches, says it's a problem. What's the Marshal says, we don't know what to do. He's not sure what to do. To sit in the sukkah without a bracha, but it could be a bizoyan to Hoshana Rabbah. It's the light out. To make a bracha could be a shaila, not only a bracha levatala, but a bal tosef. What do I do? I'm between pillar and post. Says the Marshal, you know what we do? Don't make Yontif early on Shemini Atzeres night. You got to avoid the problem. He can't resolve it. You got to avoid it. Comes along the Taz himself, the bottom of this number four, criticizing, disagreeing with the Marshal. Svar Shabana Harava Love Hu Eino Kiyum Klal. He says this whole crazy chumrut the Marshal has nothing. It's crazy. Devarai Misha Mosi Michol Hakodesh. I'm making Shemini Atzeres early. Listen to the lashon of the Taz. It's beautiful. Does he have to, you know, sometimes the Achron Mamish, he writes, he's like painting a picture for us. It's beautiful. We don't have to do anything. We just have to read it. Misha Mosef Echol HaKodesh, who osa al pitziva itaretenu, kvar cholaf. This is unbelievable lashon. If you have a highlighter, this is what you want to highlight. Kvar cholaf v'halach mimenu chovasayom. Masha haya alav kodem zeh, v'haya kamo laila umachar mamish. He wasn't even from Muncie, but he said Mamish. I don't know if he said oh, but he said Mamish. Unbelievable Taz. The Taz says, you're making early Yontif, you're making early Shemini Atzeres. So what do I do? I sit in the sukkah with a bracha, without a bracha, says the Taz, what are you, you're crazy. What's the answer? Obvious. No bracha. It's still light out. Yeah, but you made early Yontif. Shemini Atzeres, the din is we sit without a bracha. No problem. The Taz is twisting, the Marshal has a whole pretzel and he's not sure. Says the Taz, it's simple. You made early Yontif. Now why is it so simple for the Taz? He says something amazing. Do you hear what he said? Hu laila umachar mamish. Now if you think about that for a moment, we have the Taz introducing us to a third and even more radical understanding than anything we've seen in Talmud. Mm. This is a long way away from Tosfos and Ksubos. It's just Isra Malacha. But it's even further than the other Mefarshim we saw until now, who held that it's still Erev, but the spillover of Kedusha. Says the Taz, it's no more Erev. It's Kalaila Umachar Mamish. Tosefes means the calendar turned. When I first started learning Mishnah with my son, when he was, I thought it was second grade, but he reminded me that it was in first grade. I thought it was second grade. I can't believe I started learning the Mishnah in first grade. That's crazy. But anyway, we learned Masechta Sukkah because we started on Sukkahs. So Masechta Sukkah, as you know, has all these crazy, complicated halachos, Dofan Akuma, and all these things where you're looking, there's only three walls, and the wall is straight, and you say, we pretend it's bent, and Lovud. So I said to him, it's very hard for him to conceptualize. So I said to him, well, you look at something, you think you see it, but then you could put on your halacha glasses. And then you look and you see something else when you put on the halacha glasses. Then we see four walls. Then we see the schach together, etc., etc. So he also says to Taz, you think you're going to look at your BlackBerry, you're going to look at the calendar on the wall, and it says Friday. When you put on your halacha glasses and you look at the calendar, it says Shabbos. Al Pidin, it's already Saturday. You forgive the expression. It's already Shabbos. The calendar switched. The other approach we saw from Tosfos Pesachim was, it's still Friday, but a spillover of Kedusha of Shabbos into Friday. That was pretty mind-blowing itself. But this is even more amazing. Tosefa Shabbos, according to the Taz, Kemachar V'layla Mamish. We're saying the calendar switch. Why am I allowed to sit in the sukkah without a bracha that night? Shemini Atzeres says the Taz easy. Because it's Shemini Atzeres. It's the 22nd of Tishrei already. It's not the 21st anymore, it's the 22nd. Or is it 23rd, 22nd, whatever. You get my point. It's the 8th day, it's not the 7th day anymore. Yet the Marshal argues. Now why does the Marshal argue? Either because he holds of the first approach or because he holds of the second approach. But one thing we know is the Taz does not hold of the Marshal, cannot hold of the third approach. If you held of anything less than that, then you'd have a problem, which is the Marshal's problem. But the Taz, who says, no, I hold like number three, I hold it's mamish the next day. So no problem. So let's see it even more. Every week, someone mentioned before, I can remember someone asked, about the meals, or Kiddush and things like that. Every Shabbos, every time we make early Shabbos, we have the next issue, the next machlokas. Number five, also, Taz and every and Marshal. Yeah.
What would the Taz do with Tosfos?
Probably disagree.
Sure.
Could be. Yeah. I get it. Tosfos and Brachos seems to disagree. Right. So that's why I started off by that you see right from the Tosfos and he's going even further perhaps. He may even go further. That's what I'm saying. It's more than that. He seems to have this very original idea.
So where does he get it from?
I'm not sure. It seems I have to go back and look at all the things to see, but it seems to me that he has it in his mind. I have never told you this story, so probably. So it's two related stories. This is, you have to give me an extra 5 minutes if I give you two stories. It's your decision.
Yeah.
Deal? Okay, only two of you spoke up, but
yeah.
They get it. Deal. Okay, three people spoke up. I'll throw Shlosha Adim. One thing is that Rav Soloveitchik was famous for a lot of very original chedushim and things. So there was one shir where somebody came over to him and said afterwards, Rabbi Soloveitchik, what is your source for this idea? And he thought, he said, a clear and logical mind. Apropos to that, so I once heard from Rav Schachter that, you know, once or twice a week, I can't remember, it's either once or twice a week he goes to the OU. He's one of the senior postmen for the OU. And when he's in the OU, people from around the world could call him, but the main thing is all the OU people are asking all the shilas that they're getting from around the world about Nefesh Kashrus. So he also, someone asked him a question, and he gave this very original idea. I don't know if it was the Kula, the Chumra, whatever it was, he had a big chiddush. And the person, like, couldn't accept it. You know, but who said so? And how do you know that? And, you know, kept on asking him. So, like, you know, or he said something to the effect of, like, if I just say it, no one's going to believe me. So Shachter said, okay, I'll write it down for you. That way you'll have, you know, something in writing. But, you know, he's still asking him. So finally, Shachter gets asked for it. He says, listen, do me a favor. Go get a gun. You'll shoot me. And then it'll be from a dead guy on a piece of paper. You know, because, that's a right. I have a guy that's in a safer. He's dead and it's on a piece of paper. That's a real makor. That's what you need from me? I'm telling you. This is what I think. So, you know, I don't know where the Taz got it. Taz believed it. You know, again, the Marshal could argue, the other Acharim could argue too. But you know, that's the, again, now, if it's you or me, it's a little bit different. But when it's the Taz, or when it's, I guess, when it's Rav Schachter, you know, or if it's the Soloveitchik, so, you know, yeah, no one should, you know, take that out of context. He did not talk about the Prime Minister, they were talking about himself. Okay. Anyway, number five. I'm not sure we have time for number six, but we will do number five. Number five, Suda Shabbos. So the Magen Avram has two deos. If you make early Shabbos, right, in the summer every week we all make early Shabbos, you get home, you come home from shul, it's still not dark out. So you start your Suda Shabbos. Two deos in the Magen Avram, is it okay if you say you had a really fast davening and a really fast meal? Theoretically, ask the Magen Avram, could I finish my entire Shabbos meal, my Lecha Mishnah, my Suda Shabbos, everything, before it gets dark? Is there any problem with that? So the Magen Avraham has two deos. Because the Shla, on the second line, Mikol Makom Tzorech Lechol Kazayis Belayla. One opinion is no, that's a problem. Yes, you davened early. Yes, you made early Shabbos. Yes, you even made Kiddush early. But you have to have at least a Kazayis of Lechem after it's dark. You can't finish the whole meal before it gets dark. You have to save a kazayis of lechem. He quotes Kachas Vabach in the name of the Maral. But then he says, from Rishonim it implies differently. Tosfos Varosh Mashma, Yochel Ligmor Kol HaSuda Mivod Yom. You can finish the whole suit even before it gets dark. comes along the Taz, and who does he quote? On this sugi, he's always going at it with the same person, the Marshal. Just like we saw before the Marshal, here also the Taz and the Marshal. What does the Marshal say? Marshal Nohag Shlo Ochal Balel Shabbos Aralayla. So he was even more machmir. He didn't just have a kazayas, it seems like, when it was dark. Even if he made, quote-unquote, early Shabbos, but he waited till it was dark to eat. Suda Shabbos he had at night. Says the Taz, Valinira? No, why should you do that? Kaven to Tosefes Mechol Al HaKodesh Humid Araisa Al Kain Yasa Shapir Afilu Gamar Kodem Laila. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah here puts on his Rosh Hashiva hat. Says the Lomdus is mamish like we've seen. It's the Taz and the Marshal Lishitasam. The Marshal keeps on having Chumras. Why does he have Chumras? Because he has one of the other two approaches to Tosefes, which is not as ambitious. Either he holds only Isra Malacha, or maybe he holds the Kedusha, which may allow you to do something, but apparently not everything. And because it's not really, really Shabbos yet, therefore he held, in this case, just like he held, you couldn't have Shmini Atzeres Sukkah without a Bracha, here he holds, you can't have Suda Shabbos yet. Suda Shabbos has to be on Shabbos, right? How do we know the Suda Shabbos? Three times, right? We read in Parshas B'Shalach, Hayom, three times. So it's not Hayom yet, it's not the day of Shabbos yet. But the Taz Lishitaso, who holds that when you make early Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, it's a Kiyom V'Layla Mamish, Kalayla V'Mochar Mamish. So the Taz Lishitaso here says also, I make early Shabbos every other week. It's really Shabbos. It's not just Isra Malacha. And it's not just a spillover of Kedusha. The calendar has turned. Put on your Halacha glasses, boy. Can't you see? It's Shabbos. It's night. What do you mean? It's so bright out. It's night if you have your Halacha glasses on. They're darker than a Ravaj's. It's night. And therefore, you can even eat your Suda Shabbos. I'll just leave you briefly with the Ha'ara. What is number six? Also the same idea. Shavuos. We thought we're going to have early Yom Tov. Every time there's a Yom Tov, we keep on having to do late. Shavuos also we do late. Why? Who knows? It's a Chumrah of the Taz. A Chumrah of the Taz. Same Taz. Of Tamimos. If we start Shavuos early, we're compromising. We didn't finish Sphira. So the Mishnah Yavitz or Jolti points out. This is also the Taz. Once again, the Chumrah. Because the Taz holds that. What do you do when you do Tosefes? You turn the calendar. Well, if I didn't finish Sphir yet and I'm already turning the calendar, I've eaten in a way to my Shavuos Tamimos. But if you hold of either of the two other approaches, especially if you hold of like Tosefes and Ksubas, where all Tosefes is in Isra Malacha, then I haven't compromised the Sheva Shabbos Tamimos at all. That's the third Taz Lashitaso. So we have again three approaches. Is Tosefes merely a Hanhaga of the Gavra not to do Malacha early? Is it something more ambitious and fascinating? The idea that it could still be Friday, still be Erev Yom Tov, but have a spillover of Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov into Erev, into Friday? And maybe the third possibility, which is the most mechudash, that perhaps I have the power, mamash, like halachic magic, to turn the calendar, to turn the day from Friday into Shabbos, from Erev Yom Tov into Yom Tov. A good and Erev Shabbos to everyone.